I was playing Spider-Man Remaster, the original Spider-Man, except remastered for PS4. But I like it a lot. The PS5, yeah. You know, the new PS4.
Yeah.
But I like the
kids are talking about these days.
Right. And the old game is so much better than the Miles Morales one, I think. It's just there's so much more going on. And
yeah, because you can chase pigeons and shit.
Yeah, yeah. There's pigeons. You don't have to listen to like garbage trucks and try to make a beat from it.
That part did suck.
Yeah, it did. There's like more than three missions, which is nice. And
it's like, hey, how do we make this game appeal to the youths that love Miles Morales? I know. We'll have them make these sick beats out of fucking city noises. Cool, bro. High fives all around.
But yeah, I forgot how much I like that game. I mean, Miles Morales is fine, but I think as like a full... It seems like it should be more of a DLC. I feel like they didn't have enough for a full game, you know? But they're just like, fuck it, just put it out anyway.
Yeah, I'm still disappointed there's not been any DLC for that Miles Morales game. It feels like it's incomplete.
It does feel incomplete. There's just not enough going on with it for me to care. There's no villains that you really care about. I think he had the Rhino in there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it. Rhino's in this one too, so.
Oh, yeah. But you don't get to ride him.
That part yet. You don't get to ride him, no. But yeah, they have Shocker. I forgot Shocker was in this one. I'm like, oh shit. All kinds of shit going on.
Does it?
And the DLC for this game,
okay,
too.
Okay, cool. Because DLC is a lot of fun.
Okay, cool. I haven't gotten to it yet.
Or Flathead, whatever his name is.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm working on taking pictures of Black Cat's little cat dolls and shit. That's fun.
Yeah.
Remember those missions?
Yeah, photography skills.
Yeah, and all the backpacks and taking pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you
have to photograph all the like landmarks in New York, too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's great. You have to like go to Harry's research stations and like clean the air pollution.
I remember
and
those,
shit.
Yeah.
All this weird stuff and like feed fish. It's all kinds of goofiness going on. It's great. I like the game a lot. I hope Spider-Man 2 is more like the first one than Miles Morales.
Wait, they're making a new one. They're calling it Spider-Man 2 instead of 3?
No, it's
Specifically
two.
Just Parker 2?
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
that's fucking
Miles
weird.
Morales is in the trailer, so yeah, it is weird. It's like that's another thing about like it should have just been DLC, right? But
why don't they just call this one Spider-Men's? Because your blend is both of them in this one, it sounds like.
I guess. And Venom's in it. Maybe you can play as Venom. I hope he can.
No, he'd be the bad guy of it, I'm assuming.
Well, yeah, but like in those old Spider-Man movie games, the first one, you could play as the Green Goblin. They need to do some of that. Remember that? Green Goblin?
Something of a scientist myself.
That's the one.
That's the guy.
And the one drawback to the first game is the swagger that Miles Morales has is not yet exaggerated. So I think that's the problem.
I forgot about
the
review.
That was a great review. It's notably like less exaggerated, though. He's just like a normal like kid. He's no swagger at all.
He's still finding his swag.
I guess he does do a little handshake, but that's about it. You see him do a little handshake.
Fuck.
But it's not exaggerated is my problem. So there is swagger, but we need to exaggerate it.
Yeah. So the show 22, the pre-order came out on Friday. So I've spent the past 2.5 days doing fucking nothing but playing that game.
Oh yeah. I saw you on there. Do you have a PS5 yet?
No, someone wouldn't sell me theirs used.
No. Where's my copy of MLB The Show 22?
It's in my cloud. I don't know how the fuck this works. Just download it.
Oh, okay.
It's ready and waiting for you.
All right. So how many baseballs have you played?
So many baseballs. I like it because they just had the CBA. They reworked it because the lockout. And originally I was like, all right, I'm not going to buy this game because it was being released April 1st regardless. of if the lockout was still going on or not. And then they ended that like 2.5 weeks ago. And all the new rules and shit, like, there are patches, so you can at least implement them should you choose to want to play that way, or you can choose to play with the old shitty old-timey rules, like you're stuck in the 1920s or some shit, or 2021s.
What are these new rules? I don't understand.
Universal DH. Everyone, no pitchers ever hit again. No pitcher will ever take an at-bat unless they're Shohei Ohtani, who's also playing DH. The designated hitter is a spot in the American League that takes the place of the pitcher spot in the batting lineup.
And there was a walkout about this?
It was 100% focused on making more money for the players and owners not wanting to pay them more money.
But this is
one of their new rules that they agreed on, so you can implement it in the games. The one thing I hate about this game, though, is, like, I love double plays or double headers. Those are fucking a blast. Especially, like, when you're a little fucking kid, your parent takes you to one game, but surprise, it's a double header day, and they let you stay for the second game, too. Those are the fucking greatest days ever. But, like, for whatever awful reason, this game this year and even, like, last year when they started doing this, they don't have a single doubleheader day scheduled at all on the calendar. It's fucking lame. I don't like that. I love the doubleheaders. I especially like it because you get the taxi squad player, so you can call up one bonus player from your AAA roster to just fill a spot in case, like, you need an extra bullpen arm, like everyone does for a doubleheader. But they don't let you do that in this game, and that's pretty fucking lame of them.
Those cunts.
Yep.
Take me out to the
sports
game. Take me out with the
sports.
Buy me some
sports talk
and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never
sports talk.
Fucking right. That Cleveland Guardians logo looks pretty sweet on that game, let me tell you.
Gotta check it out on PS5. Gotta see it in next gen detail.
Man, they shit all over the Guardians farm system, though. Like, we have we have one of the top, I forget what we're ranked, it was like 5 or 8 or something. We're in the top 10 best farm systems this year, according to MLB Pipeline. And this game just does not reflect that at fucking all. Like, all of our top prospects are rated as D potential players, which is absolutely ludicrous. It infuriates me. It makes me mad just thinking about it. Like, it's such horseshit. One of the top fucking farm systems in all of fucking baseball. And here we are, like, in this game, just fucking nothings. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a long fucking franchise of rebuilding with this shitty, shitty roster.
It is.
But March to October is back, and that's still mildly fun, so I'm playing that a lot. Hooray.
Cool.
Yep.
I do love sports.
Fuck yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You're the sports guy over here.
I am, yeah, the expert.
They have a new game mode in Diamond Dynasty where it's co-op games. I haven't tried it yet because I hate playing online because I have the shittiest Wi-Fi connection. But that should at least be slightly less horrible than playing solo online games, I guess. Maybe. Unless you get paired up with someone who's god-fucking-awful. But whenever you download that PS5 version, we can play each other on a team.
Okay.
Or against.
Well, yeah, probably on the same team. You wouldn't want to be against me.
That's true. You would fucking destroy me.
Wouldn't be fair.
That's true. The mercy rule would go into effect immediately.
Yeah. All right. Get this baseball train on the tracks.
Fuck yeah, it's out of here. Welcome to Giraffes at Black Tongues Comics. It's Dave.
I'm Donnie. This week we're talking about The Nightman, The Orville.
Moon Knight. Episode one. What the fuck?
Night Talk, yeah. Episode one. I don't know why I forgot.
That was the key piece of this week.
It's because I watched it like too long ago and now I'm forgetting. But that's the way to do it. And a Walking Dead update.
Oh shit, like a whole 17 episodes or so?
Not just the latest one.
Wait, so you skipped like all of those other ones?
Yeah, I didn't miss much though. Like the previously on, it's like, all right, everyone's in relatively the same place they were six episodes ago. So here's what's happening next. And that's it. Like, it's weird. Like they're doing a whole lot of nothing. It's way too long of a season.
Jumping in there on this past episode after not watching it for over a month, do you feel like you've missed anything at all that you were like confused about?
Just one thing. Negan is hiding in a hole with some people. And then he talks about how he has a pregnant wife now. So that's the only thing. But other than that, everyone's in the same spot.
That's very un-Negan of him to be hiding.
Yeah, he's just like in a hole.
Interesting. Very weird.
But we'll save that for later. I feel like the Nightman probably likes baseball more. Yeah, and he's come a thing. So let's talk about the Nightman. Why haven't I heard about the Nightman before? The Nightman's kind of cool.
I mean, kind of, yeah.
Like, he has a ponytail, and any hero with a ponytail, you know?
Classic every 90s male superhero.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. He has those cool glasses.
The red ponytail, too, which is even cooler.
Yeah, that's interesting.
He's the Daredevil of Malibu Comics.
Yeah, he is. He blows saxophone. He said that several times. Which is a hilarious way to say that you play the saxophone.
Yeah, that's such a cool way to do it.
It is. I just want to blow sax, man.
Like, at the very, very early on, there's the one guy who's in the knife shop and he can keep reading his mind. And he's like, oh, I'm going to kill that bitch tonight. And so this freaks out the Nightman. And he runs out of the knife shop and he sees some cops. He's like, officers, you have to help. I'm Johnny Domino. I blow sax. You've probably heard of me. What a pretentious fucking cunt of a human being. I love this guy.
He's awesome.
Such a douche.
There's another instance where he has a similar thing where he's just thinking to himself. So you see a lot of like thought bubbles with Johnny Domino. So he's just thinking about that. Like, in one single panel, he's like has paragraphs talking about like how he's justifying about why he should maybe stop another murder or something, or why this is probably crazy. And he just keeps going on and on about that. And just like a non sequitur at the end, he just says, I play jazz, and that's it. Like, it just has nothing to do with anything else. Just like, I feel like they fucked up writing. It's like, it just makes no sense.
when he goes back to the restaurant to like keep an eye on that ginger girl who's the one he thinks he's going to be the victim that night, there's a blonde woman sitting at a table across the restaurant from him, and she keeps staring at him. He's like, I'm being watched. Wait a second, I'm Johnny Domino. Maybe she just recognizes me from my music, just like Ginger here did. He's such a fucking cunt. He's so full of himself.
I love that.
Because he's such a great sax blower.
I feel like is a good episode title, right? Like blow saxophone or something. Sax.
I thought Night Talk jazz. Episode one.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. Fuck.
I blow sax.
I don't know.
I blow sax.
Blow sax. When are we ever going to get a chance to name an episode that? You
blowing
know?
Sax.
Blowing sax all day.
I love that like his form of escapism is he goes to the it's like a Jogga Lake type of amusement park where his father works. And he'll sneak into one of the display rooms and just wail on some jazz there to like get away from his thoughts and feelings and shit. Like, dude is so deep. He's awesome. This is my new favorite hero, great. Man.
I know, it's hilarious. And he calls people scuzz wipes.
Scuzz wipes. Yeah, yeah. That was the other one I noted.
And he keeps talking about like how he went to the dojo He's like, good thing I went to the dojo ever since I was 5 years old practicing karate. That's why I'm so good at beating up bad guys.
So this is the worst superhero origin story ever.
I know.
Like, I know we've complained 1,000 times about like every single version of the Batman has to retell the Batman origin story. However, I prefer it that way as opposed to this brand new character with just like, hey, read these other two comic books by our publishing company to learn about this character whose solo story you're now reading. I very much prefer like Batman just being like, hey, here's a quick recap of why I'm the Batman, as opposed to like, hey, go read this one book called Survivors and then this other book called Freaks to see my backstory and why I exist. Because, like, his starts out right in the middle. Right in the middle of him, like, going to stop someone in the middle of a crime. He's like, I used to be a saxophone player, but now I'm the Nightman, and here I am fighting crime or something. And then he keeps getting his ass kicked the first couple times because he's still learning how to do it. And I do like that it just out of nowhere, he's like, thank God I took whatever the fuck that form of jujitsu was. Yeah.
Aikido.
Yeah. So I could hold my own, sort of. I still need to get some pads and some better protection, though.
Yeah, I do love that. His origin story, I missed the part about you could read about it in this whatever book. I thought they were just like glossing over it because his origin story sounds so stupid. It's like,
I need
to see it because it's like, no, it's not a car accident. He got hit by a cable car. And I don't know what that means and how that happens. Like, how the fuck does that work?
Train things. He was in a car and he got hit by like the trolley things in San Francisco streets.
And somehow
a piece of metal lodged into his head in between his eye sockets, but it didn't like kill him. Instead, it like fused with his brain, and his brain is fine. He's just like vulnerable to bright lights and has to wear cool shit sunglasses all the fucking time now, even at night. And somehow it also like gave him the ability to read people's minds and to like kind of see an x-ray vision. It's a weird power set that this freak accident magically gave him.
Yes, my power is I have to wear cool jazz glasses all the time.
My power is blowing sax even better than before.
Truth is, I was wearing these glasses long before my accident, even at night.
It's just a coincidence that now I have to wear them.
So really, nothing changed in my life. The other thing that's weird is like, so obviously his weakness is bright lights, right? So that never comes into play, in at least what I've read. So very surprised to have not seen that. It must.
Not gonna share that with the villains. He's gonna play it close to his chest, you know.
They got to learn about it. I do like the villains as well. They're like kind of cool. Like
Death Mask is badass.
That's fucking cool. He just like wears his victim's clothes and faces. Like he kills Ginger. He's like wearing her face and miniskirt. It's awesome.
It's fucking insane for a 1993 comic book probably aimed towards kids. That's beyond like adultish shit.
Yeah, you see the faceless corpse too. It's great. I love it. The other one's Mangle, and I got like 3 issues in. These issues are a bit long, but I made it to 3. And Mangle is the other one who's just wearing some like weird exoskeleton, so he doesn't get all twisted up. It's awesome. Looks like
Did you get to
Soul
his
Calibur.
Backstory though? His backstory is fucking awesome.
Oh yeah, with the kid that tortures him or whatever.
Like this rich dude's son, he hired him as a at-home tutor for this stupid rich kid. And instead of learning about history, which is what that guy loved, he learned about like beating the shit out of a human being with a baseball bat to see how much pain he could inflict before they died. And this guy would just die from the beatings he took every single day. But his father invented some kind of like magic sciencey shit that creates these like they're basically mutants, but they call them ultras, and this guy becomes an ultra, and it just revitalizes him every single day so that he can suffer through the beatings on a daily fucking basis for his sociopath son to get off to. It's fucking amazing.
So now he just goes around like trying to murder children and shit. It's awesome.
Like I think he got confused and thought the one kid was the guy Hunt, the kid, the the guy who beat him to death every day. I think that's why that kid came into play. Like, I don't know why he attacked that one random hobo kid the first time.
I don't know. He seems like he enjoys it now, which like makes sense because like when you're a teacher teaching kids, you know, you just think about like how much you want to murder kids.
Yeah, but like the rest of all of his appearances is all him focused specifically on hurting J.D. Hunt, the rich man, by murdering Guy Hunt, the son who beat him to death. Like, that's his entire drive and focus for the rest of all of his appearances, except for like his first introduction where he's just randomly like assaulting a hobo 12-year-old child for some reason. It was weird.
That is weird. But it's cool. I like Mangle.
Yeah, he's my favorite. He's the hero of this. Like, fuck,
he really is.
Fuck Nightman for stopping him. Like, vengeance should have been served.
I know. And that kid that beat him up, his name is Guy Hunt, which is a fucking funny name.
Yeah.
His name's Mike Hunt.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just call this episode Mike Hunt.
I should.
That's how we work around this iTunes censorship shit.
Yeah, we should do that. There's too many cool names in this.
I mean,
we should just break this episode up into like five parts.
To five, just so we can 3-minute parts.
Yes, that's what I want.
I mean, just call it Mike Hunt / Blowing Sacks / Night Talk Part 1.
It's really, really long name.
It's fine. The fans will love that shit.
Right.
They always complain about the titles being too short.
They do. Yeah, that's true.
I've heard that complaint a lot. / Scuzz Wipes.
Yeah, that one too. Oh, and then there's another fun saying that Ginger said. She tells Johnny Domino that she's in the book, which is like, I mean, because it's the 90s, right? So you have to use the phone book. That's really weird, right? Like, phone books?
I mean, phone books and payphones.
Yeah.
Like, what was that? Michael, I forget what his superhero name in the Freaks team is called. Live Wire or Wire? I forget.
I don't care about the Freaks. But, I didn't read about them at all.
But like, Johnny Domino is on the radio. He somehow overtakes a AM radio station. And he's sending out a message in between songs to the Freaks team to like try to communicate with them to warn them that the Mangler is actually a bad guy and using them for his own evil plan. And he gives out his phone number 415-555-6004. And the Wire kid somehow like magically calls him from a payphone, which is an insanely outdated form of technology as well.
It is, yeah. You could have just said, like, I'm in the book, Freaks. Here's my next song. I'm going to blow some sax for you.
I hope it was a jazz station radio that he took over. And I mean, like,
whatever radio station it was, you know he blew some sax. That's in all that he's station. Playing. He can't resist. Yeah, he can't resist. Dimly lit studio. It's perfect for him to play on the radio.
See, so that Vincent Omar is the guy who was like, I'm going to kill that bitch tomorrow mentally or telepathically.
Yeah.
And like, so Ginger is supposed to get off work at 8:30 from the restaurant where she's a waitress. And Vincent's like, all right, I'll pick you up at 9. How is she going to have time to like go home and change and be back to meet him by in a half an hour, man?
Yeah. Like,
I found that timeline to be a little bit too rushed.
I did too. I did find that odd. It's like, that's not enough time. Unless she like lives at like above the restaurant or something, it just doesn't make sense. You got to drive home. Where do you know to pick her up? Like,
yeah,
she has to drive back to work. Yeah, this is too fly in by the seat of your pants here. This doesn't work. You need a few more details. Like, okay, what's your address or something? I'll pick you up there at 9.
Somebody
not like go home, change, go back to work, and then wait for some weird guy to chop your face and tits off.
Like, I would imagine you want to shower after working in a restaurant. Cause I remember,
yeah,
like when I worked at Arby's, I would always come home and just reek of fucking roast beef and like deep fried horse shit. So I would have to shower immediately after every shift.
Yeah. I had the same problem at Wendy's.
This is a seafood restaurant cause it's right by the beach. So I would imagine it's even worse for her.
That's true.
Like, none of this checks out. Fuck this book.
No, it doesn't. Red flags everywhere.
Yeah. So on page 19, the writer uses this exact same line twice in a panel spacing, which is
what I play sax.
Like, it must have been his like greatest and like happiest and proudest fucking line that he's ever fucking written. So he just uses it twice in a 3-panel stretch. This is when Johnny first gets his cool ass motorcycle because he's afraid to ride in cars anymore after the accident. He's driving on his motorcycle to go visit his dad at the Adventureland or whatever the fuck it's called. It's like Saturday afternoon, a time when everyone else seems to slow down, but me. And he uses this two times in the exact same page, three panels. Such a like, I don't understand why this guy was so fucking stoked about that line.
Yeah, what is Saturday afternoon?
Saturday afternoon's a time when everyone else seems to slow down.
And he lives in San Francisco. It's fucking packed. The streets are crowded as shit.
Not on Saturday afternoons. Everyone seems to
slow
down.
They are
on
Saturday afternoon. Everyone does like sightseeing. It's a tourist area. The fuck is he talking about?
They take it slow, though. They're not rushing that sightseeing.
We're just slowing down, walking real slow.
The world seems to slow down around me.
But not me. I'm driving with my sunglasses.
Cruising in my crotch rocket, playing some jazz radio on my ear pods, which don't exist for another 25 years.
I mean, wouldn't a motorcycle be like that? That's like way more dangerous than a car, right? Like, that doesn't make sense that he wants to ride a motorcycle.
You can maneuver out of the way of like renegade street trolleys quicker on it.
I feel like cable car, I really need to like read the origins of Nightman.
Pick that up in Strangers volumes 1-3.
I guess, yeah. Because like, cable car to me is like that thing that takes you up the side of a mountain on a cable, like suspended in the air. And that's like, I wouldn't call those trolleys in San Francisco a cable car, right?
I think that's a trolley. I mean, that's got to be what it is.
But like, why would you call it a cable car? That just doesn't make sense.
Because they used to run on cables on the streets. Like,
but I feel like when I was there, people were calling it the trolley.
Yeah, because that's those new hipsters who have moved in recently over the past 30 years.
Cable cars,
San Francisco.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, it comes right up.
San Francisco.
Damn.
Cable car system. A metro system.
Oh,
in
shit.
San Francisco.
Yeah, you're right. I see that.
This writer did his homework, all right?
Wow. All right. I'm surprised. That's weird as fuck. Why the fuck would that? It's on a track. It's not even on a cable. This doesn't make any sense.
It used to be.
Like, if you go to images, like other result or a Singapore cable car, that's what I was thinking of. I don't know if you're looking at Google images, but like a cable just suspended way up in the air. And I thought he got hit by one of those somehow had a terrible accident. Like,
that'd be awesome if he was just driving down a mountainside, like heading to like an Aspen ski resort. And out of nowhere, a rogue one of those flies, and it somehow doesn't immediately kill him on impact from like the hundreds of thousands of feet up in the air that it's falling from. It just slightly damages one of his eyes, and he has to wear glasses now.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Well, even this San Francisco cable car, it's still kind of embarrassing to get hit by one of those. Like, I wonder how fast they go.
Oh, I'm sure there's a handful of drunks a year that run into one. Like, you
I'm
can't
fascinated
be that rare.
By this. Okay, San Francisco cable car. How
vehicular accidents per year?
How yeah. Okay. 9.5 miles per hour. So he's like got in this horrible accident by this thing going 9.5 miles an hour. It's not even in double digits. This is craziness. It's
that
awesome,
doesn't mean
it's so
he
funny.
Wasn't flying at it at like 64. He could have been drunk as shit driving into one of these. That's how I'm imagining this thing happening. There's no other way to like crash into one of these giant fucking things. You have to be beyond drunk, like blacked out as fuck.
Well, I mean, he probably was. He's like,
he's
jazz
a jazz musician, dude. That's Do you true. Think he's not partying 24/7?
Yeah, he probably is. Okay, here it is. Cable cars average about an accident a month and
See?
Routinely rank among the most accident-prone mass transportation modes in the country per vehicle mile traveled annually, according to the whatever. Over the last 10 years, city officials have reported 126 accidents, injuring 151 people.
Dude, wow. this fucking writer did his research.
He really did.
Fucking A. Hats off to you,
still
buddy.
Still seems stupid, though. Like, why?
Because the world takes it easy on Saturdays or whatever the fuck that stupid line was.
They got to pay more attention, yeah. All right, fuck. We've been talking about this for a long time. You ready to move on? I don't have any reviews. Somehow there's no reviews on this. I can't believe this isn't as popular as, like, Iron Man or something. It's way better than a lot of the popular
stuff. I love this book so fucking much.
It was really
funny.
Wait.
I do have one more note, though.
Okay.
There was a nice Boys to Men reference or shout out when they first get into the car with the Jeremiah Strom, the mangler. They turn on the radio, and before he takes over the jazz station, there's playing some Boys to Men, and the one girl's like, oh, hey, I love Boys to Men. That was cool. Remember back in 1993 when, like, Motown Philly was, like, badass and brand new and shit?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, wait, I do actually have some more.
Okay.
So, J.D. Hunt, he created besides the Ultras, he also created these things called New Werewolves, which was like his army of like cyborg monsters, which he used to protect himself with. And then he also mentions at the very end when he's talking to Johnny, he also created something called TNTNT, which I have no idea what the fuck that is, but I am beyond curious to find out.
Well, we'll have to keep reading.
I'll check out The Strangers, Volumes 1 through 3, or else The Freaks, Volume 6, to get this full Johnny backstory.
There, I think there was something about Nightman on Prime Video. I didn't look into it, but we should really watch that. That's probably hilarious.
The Nightman Cometh is a movie? Like,
maybe, yeah.
Oh.
Hold on. Let's see. Okay, okay, yeah, there's two seasons. It's from 1997.
It's a TV series.
Fuck yeah.
What?
I think we got to watch that.
We're watching the entire two fucking seasons.
I know, it's probably hilarious, but they changed it, though. It says, like, in the description, it says, after being struck by lightning, a San Francisco musician can tune into others' evil thoughts.
So I think that's pretty accurate. Except for the lightning as opposed to a train trolley.
And it doesn't look like he has a ponytail. So
that's
another problem. That's probably why it only lasted two seasons.
Yeah. Did he have the cool, like, rocker earring, though?
I can't tell from these images, but maybe. He's wearing, like, a mask over his ears in all these pictures. How does he hear with the mask over his ears?
Power of eyesight.
Yeah. Power of cool jazz glasses. All right. Well, that's what that is. This is a good pick. I like this one a lot.
Yeah, this was a pleasant fucking surprise, to say the least.
It really was. Yeah, I really like this book. It was a very, very fun.
10 out of 5.
Yeah, for sure.
Cannot recommend enough.
Definitely read it.
My new favorite fucking superhero origin story and backstory and character. Yeah,
it's great. All right. Speaking of fun books, The Orville wasn't really that fun.
Wait, yeah, I was gonna say that doesn't apply to this. What are you fucking transitioning to?
It's not nearly as funny as Family Guy, so, or really at all. It just seems like it's just Star Trek.
Yeah, like this thing, I thought this was like a comedy show. This thing was fucking boring as fuck.
Yeah, it really was.
Like, I got so bored during reading this. Half of my notes just turned into me just like checking out the cast on IMDb to see who the fuck is on this show.
Oh, anything good?
Yeah, the girl that plays his wife is Toledo, Ohio's own Adrian Palicki, the girl who played Mockingbird on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and her brother is a writer of a couple of indie comic books. So that's cool. She's in that. And then the guy who plays Gordon, he was in one episode of Dexter where he's one of Jordan Chase's pals who used to gang rape all the women and then like electrocute them to death, and Dexter and Lumen get vengeance by murdering him in an episode.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And that was most of my notes. Oh, wait. Yeah. One of the other girls, I don't know which one, but someone played Dazzler in the Dark Phoenix movie, which I don't even remember her. A character appearing in that movie.
No, she just like She was in there for a second, did some light stuff at a party, and then that was it.
Oh, I remember. Well, that girl's on this show.
Awesome.
I've not rewatched Dark Phoenix since the one time I saw it. I don't remember anything of it.
Yeah.
Except it being the best X-Men movie of all time.
Yeah, probably is.
I mean, they had to change the ending to Captain Marvel because of how great this one was, as I recall.
I think that's what they did.
Right?
I think. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't really remember either of those movies now.
I think Captain Marvel was better than this one, probably.
Yeah, that had Samuel L. Jackson with the age CGI to make him look younger.
And it had Blockbuster. Remember those?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Nostalgia.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm. So I was super confused by this, because I thought last week you said this thing was called Orville Season 2.5. And
well,
that's why I had to send you the picture, because I was not finding that anywhere. This one that we read was 1.5.
Oh, is that what? Okay, well, my bad.
And you also said there was only going to be one Orville comic in the world. But
that's what I thought, but I didn't. There were
40 variations of this shit.
Look, last week I didn't know anything about the Orville. Now I know a little bit about that the Orville is
now
fucking
I know
boring.
Everything. It's by Dark Horse, though. That's shocking.
Yeah, it's weird.
And that concludes my notes.
Okay. Yep. I mean, like, I don't really have any notes either.
There's nothing funny at all. It's like supposed to be a comedy series. There is not a single fucking joke in this entire fucking book. Like, it was so boring.
It wasn't even like super shitty either. Like, it just seems like
it was just
like a sci-fi story. That's like, it's like competent enough.
It was just as mediocre, straightforward, space book as you can get. Like, nothing cool, nothing fancy, nothing to set it apart. Just boring as fuck.
Yeah, I agree. All right. You want to hear?
I like the penguin people. Those guys were cute.
I was calling them chicken people. Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I can't.
I had one other note about like the teacher being an asshole about the alien's kid, because the alien's kid matures faster. So it's like, oh, he's only 8 months old, but he looks like he's like 8 years old or whatever. Like, how does nobody on the ship see the kid in 8 months is what's weird. Because they're like, what the fuck? Who's this kid now? Why is this guy so old?
I
feel like it's a small ship, right?
Weird too. Like, you would think that they pass by them every couple of meal cycles or whatever the fuck they do.
You would think so. Very strange.
It's also very weird that on this ship full of all these various alien species, that they would be shocked and like refuse to let this specific alien who ages and matures and develops a fuck of a lot faster than humans like be a part of this shitty school. That's really weird.
Yeah, not very progressive.
Fuck you, you bigoted Orville books.
Cunts. Yeah.
Be funny or be horrible. Stop being so mediocre, goddammit.
Pick one. Let's hear some reviews.
Read some fucking reviews, you cuck!
1.5 out of 5.
No, they were all like, it's rated highly, so I don't know what's going on there. I don't know what we're missing. But the first one is 5 stars. This was great. I enjoyed reading both stories that bridged the celebrations together. The fact the graphic novel could be read like a book, each panel as a page, made it fun and fast. Thank you for publishing this story. I hope the Orville will have a long career in modern science fiction.
Wait a sec. Each panel being able to be read as a full page made it quickly? Like, that implies that every individual panel of the fucking book itself, all like 8 per page, somehow feel like it's 8 whole pages worth of shit into one page, which makes me think that would make it drag on 1,000 times slower.
Yeah.
And contradict what they're trying to say.
Yeah, I would agree with you there.
5 stars. I've never watched this show. I've never seen a second of it. I've seen a commercial for it. So I have.
Yeah, I've heard of
it. So I have zero investment in any of these fucking characters, and I couldn't give a shit about what happened to any of them throughout this. So maybe that is largely why I was so bored and unimpressed and just trying to get through it.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Like, maybe if I was a diehard fan of this stupid show, maybe then I would have been like, haha, I love this shit. Those penguin people from that one episode, I love them.
Yeah, it's really just not for us, I guess. I just didn't know what to pick last week.
We're watching the Orville next week for the show.
Yeah, it's based on this comic book. Okay, and I had one more review. 4 stars. It's the Orville. Nails the look and feel of the show, so it's like getting 2 more decent episodes for existing fans only. I assume knowledge... Yeah.
I love this guy's review.
It assumes knowledge of the premise and characters and has several direct callbacks to events of the first season. So there you have it. Should have heeded this guy's warning.
This dude's review just perfectly summed up what I had just said before.
Yeah.
Well done, does. Reviewer.
Thank you.
I give your review a 5 out of 5.
All right. Okay. Now it's the moment we've all been waiting for.
Wait, did you have that? How many exclamation points were at the end of his title?
Oh, there's 0.
Wait,
zero
really?
0 exclamation points.
Like, that required at least 2.
There was none in the whole thing.
All right. 4.5 out of 5 on his review then.
Yeah. Docking points.
Yeah. Cause that, he undersold like his excitement.
Yeah, he did. All right, next segment.
Night Talk.
Fuck yeah. Finally here. We've all been waiting for it.
Andy B, are you on the Zoom call?
Yeah. Andy B. I wish.
We're going to patch in our special guest now?
Yeah. Should have just grabbed him saying stuff, but I didn't. You let us down, Andy B.
Please join us for Night Talk episode 2.
Yeah. All right, so what'd you think about Moon Knight?
So far so good. I'm very intrigued. I'm excited. I'm glad we at least got to see a little bit of Moon Knight during this first episode. Because I was getting worried there at the end. I was like, all right, if this is all going to be like this shitty fake British Stephen Grant version, I'm going to hate the fuck out of this show. But thank Christ. Towards the end, like, Moon Knight shows up to beat the shit out of the wolf, jackal, dog, werewolf thing.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Thank Christ. I thought when he was, like, fucking around in his apartment and he finds the box with the phone in it, I thought he was, like, about to pull out the costume, which, and then it was just a phone. But then, like, later he's running from that jackal thing and... his alter ego, Mark, is just like,
oh, Mark's right, the real version.
Okay, well, yeah. Well, he's like, let me take over. I'll take care of this. And then just cuts to him beating the shit out of the jackal in that full, like, costume. So, like, how's this costume work?
It's like a mummy wrapping over him.
Yeah, but how did he have time to put that on?
He doesn't put it on.
Oh. It just... appears out of nowhere.
It seems like in this, he doesn't change into it. It just is there. And Khonshu, like, releases it somehow through magic and comic book shit.
Is that how that works in the comic books?
No, in the comic books, I believe it is a costume that he puts on.
So he just puts it on.
He'll often,
right?
Change
it
into the Mr. Knight costume instead.
That's right, yeah. His alter ego. Secret identity, rather. All right, so yeah, that was weird, the costume thing. I hope they explain more about that.
But the costume looked fucking great on the show, though.
Yeah, it did. It does. But, I mean, we've all seen that in a trailer already, so it's no surprise. Can't wait to see the Mr. Knight costume. That's going to be there at some point. What else do we have here? The other thing about this show that I hope they get more into is, like, the extreme violence that they keep hinting at. So, like, just during they keep, like, cutting away, like, as you're following Steve's point of view where he just blacks out and then wakes up. So it's like he blacks out, all the violence happens, and then he wakes up. And that's what we're seeing. So I'm hoping they, like, show the violence in future episodes.
Yeah, like, I hope episode 2 is, like,
bloody.
From Mark's perspective.
Yeah.
Where it shows him brutally, like, fight off that entire, like, swarm of army guys or whatever the fuck they were.
Watch, they just stick with Steve the entire time. So it's like all the cool stuff they just like cut away from.
Yeah, every time there's about to be something badass that happens, they cut away and he blacks out. And then he wakes up at the end of it and he's like, oh, what happened? Like, I like the swarm on the street where they're trying to fight, steal the little scarab diamond jewel. And like Mark just takes over for a minute and you just see Steven wake up or surrounded by a pool of blood and just like unconscious motherfuckers. I want to see that fight.
I do too. So I just hope that they do show us like cool action stuff. It's like the Punisher showed us violence. You can show us violence.
That was on Netflix.
It's on there now. No, it's on Disney Plus now.
Yeah, but now
they didn't edit it out.
Apparently. Warning, probably.
Well, okay. I will accept the parental warning if I can see violence.
That's not how we do things over here at Disney Plus, my friend.
Just like show it and like blur it out. So like when there's a punch, it just like blurs. That'd be cool.
That'd be awesome.
it's like Japanese porn, but for like violence. Just blur it out.
He said ass on this TV show. That's not very Disney of him.
Should have blurred his lips so you can't read his lips saying ass. Oh, at the very beginning, he puts on shoes filled with glass.
No, that was Ethan Hawke, I think.
Oh, was it? Okay, well, somebody put glass shoes on. I was more focused on that.
That made me cringe.
Me too. I don't like that.
Ew. Just picturing that grossed me out.
Yeah, that's very
gross. That's the violence I need censored. I'm okay with them censoring that one, yeah.
Do that beep sound when the glass noise happens. I need that. I need a trigger warning.
Yeah, why was there no parental advisory for this shit?
I know. It's like glass shoes, be careful. Okay. Oh, and there's also a scene where Steve orders a steak and he's like a vegan and he lost 2 days for because of his blackouts and he missed a date. So he's just like got stood up at this restaurant. He's like, fuck it, I'm gonna order a steak. And he doesn't know how to order a steak. But he like reads all these books and shit. Like, why wouldn't he know?
Yeah,
like by osmosis,
he just orders it very, very good, please.
Yeah,
the guy's like, I'll bring it well done. But like, that would be the opposite of very, very good. That would be gross. Who the fuck eats well done steak, man? I want mine medium rare.
Oh man, yeah. I mean, I do medium too. Not an animal. But else I don't need to char the fuck out of my food. Yeah, just burn it as much as you can and then bring it to me.
That'll be great. Thanks.
Blackened. Thank you.
Gross.
Yeah. All right. And that's all the notes I had. So I guess for Night Talk episode 2, there's more moon nighting, I would hope. Unless we keep just blacking out for that.
Yeah, let's hope we don't do that.
Yeah.
The very beginning of this thing, when he first gets to his job at the museum, there's a little girl who's asking him questions and shit about like one of the mummies that's on display. And Steven says the line, something about like, I'm not dead, I've never died. But in the comics, like that's the entire way he gets the Khonshu, the Moon Knight powers. It's because Mark Spector gets killed on a mercenary mission when they find out he's not as bad of a mercenary as the rest of them, and they murder him and execute him, and then Khonshu resurrects him. And that's why, like in that book we just read like a couple weeks ago, he can't be killed. He keeps getting resurrected by Khonshu. I hope at some point they do show all that fucking violence, but I did kind of enjoy like the switches whenever Mark would just kind of like randomly wake up. Or fuck, I wrote Mark for every single note. When Steven would wake up and have no clue what the fuck is about to go down, when shit's about to pop off, he just kind of like disappears and falls asleep. And then he just wakes up after Mark takes care of business for him. I actually thought that was kind of funny for a little bit, but towards the end it started getting annoying.
Yeah, no, I mean, I get what they're doing. I just like, I hope that because it's a Disney show, I'm worried that they're not actually going to show the violence when they stop doing that. Because they have
to
break away
from fucking Winter Soldier. They have to in this. That's like 90% of what everyone who watches the Moon Knight show wants is to see the fucking awesome violence.
Yeah.
You can't make a Moon Knight show and cut all of that. That doesn't work.
We'll see. Time will tell.
I like Conchu just constantly making fun of this version of Stephen Grant every time he's like talking to him. Like, I think it's during that little like cupcake truck heist.
Yeah.
Brought him away, getaway. Like, he somehow, Mark ends up with like the one guy's gun. And then like there's a one car, there's two cars that cut him off and pull in front of him and make him force him to stop when the car breaks down. And he's just panicked and he just like throws the gun physically at the car, like just out of fear and stupidity. And Conchu is just like riding him and making fun of what a pussy he is. I do like that. When he finds Mark's cell phone, he goes through and scrolls through all the names, and every single missed call is from someone named Layla, except there's one that they focus on, which is Duchamp. Which is, in the comic books, Frenchie Duchamp was Steven's Alfred, basically. He was the one who made all the gadgets back in, like, the early days of Moon Knight, when he was 100% just Batman with, like, a rich dude with gadgets. So, like, he would also, like, always drive him in the Night Copter, which is the Moon Knight helicopter, to go and fight his crimes. Yeah. Like, he would just drop him off like a mother does to a child at, like, a soccer practice or something. He would just drop him off in the Moon Knight helicopter all inconspicuously on a rooftop as he's, like, about to go and, like, fight a swarm of, like, bad guys and shit. Like, I'm really glad they kind of drifted away from that version of Moon Knight. But that's who Frenchie Duchamp was. He was his guy who created all his fucking gadgets and also kind of, like, took care of him like Alfred.
I hope we see the Moon Knight copter.
That'd be great. It's so fucking big and stupid and crescent shaped. It's like it's the shape of his fucking crescent darts. It's that, but a helicopter.
Oh, that's awesome. Hell yeah. I was imagining it was just like his face, like the Peter copter in Family Guy.
That'd be awesome too.
I would enjoy that.
I'm extremely glad that Layla on that phone call established that accent is bullshit and fake, because that was driving me fucking nuts. I hate that they gave that to Stephen Grant of all three of the characters. Like, alright, so like, the whole reason he originally came up with Stephen Grant and Jake Lockley was because this was back when he was just Batman for Marvel. And like, Batman used to be like a way more detective-y kind of guy, so he would always like put on like fake costumes and fake masks and shit, and like pretend to be like a cab driver or a hobo or shit to get like intel and stuff. And like, this was Moon Knight's version of doing that. Jake Lockley was a cab driver who would hang out in like shitty, scumbaggy like areas of town to like chauffeur around like gangsters and shit, and he would hang out in like this diner and just shoot the shit with like Flo the waitress, I forget what her name was, and just try to pick up intel doing shit in there on recon missions. And like, of all the characters that I guess if they're gonna give a shitty fake British accent to, he would have been the one I would have preferred. Stephen Grant was basically Bruce Wayne. He's the like super rich, super handsome, insanely well-known, wealthy playboy version of Moon Knight. So I kind of hate him being this version in the show. I'd prefer that was just the shitty Jake Lockley version, but it seems like we're not getting Jake at all in this, probably.
Maybe season two.
Let's hope. And in season two, Stephen Grant just lives off of all of Mark Spector's mercenary money, which like he does in the comics. That'd be a lot better.
Like that. Yeah.
They do show Conchu in this a lot. Fucking Conchu looks fucking perfect in this. I love it. He looks so good.
Yeah, it does look badass.
Yeah.
It does look cool.
It looks very comic accurate too. I love that.
Yeah, I like that they're like showing it too right away. That seems like the kind of thing you'd keep invisible, but I like that they're doing it episode one.
I actually thought that little joke about Avatar when he was talking with Ethan Hawke was kind of funny. He's talking about like the Avatar of the other Egyptian god, Anet. He's like, oh, Avatar, you mean like those blue things in the movie? He's like, no, the other Avatar. He's like, oh, you mean like that anime show? Like the Last Airbender?
Oh, yeah.
And then the last note here, I do like, so that jackal thing attacks him when they're inside of the bathroom at this, at the museum where he works. He kind of locks the doors, And like, he's talking to Mark Spector in the mirror. Mark's like, all right, step aside, kid. It's time for the real dudes to handle business again. And he starts transitioning into Moon Knight. But before he actually starts turning into him, you see like on the walls of the bathroom, all these hieroglyphics just randomly start to appear and flash as he turns into like Moon Knight. And then like as he's beating the shit out of that jackal, they like cut away and you just hear the jackal like yelping like in pain. And then like the first shot you see is of the jackal trying to like crawl out of the room. Like you always see in any like nerd fight where they beat the shit out of like some like weaker opponent kid or whatever. And Moon Knight just drags him back in to continue beating the fuck out of him. I really want to see the Crescent Moon Knight weapons. I want to see those immediately in episode 2. Like, I want it to open with those. That's the thing I want to see next the most.
All right. Yeah, let's hope. Yeah, I just hope there's more Moon Knighting going forward. But yeah, I enjoyed it. I mean, I feel like the Disney shows have turned out to be solid so far, so this one's no different.
This was the best one so far.
Yeah, it's Moon Knight, so yeah.
By default.
Right, yeah.
Shitty British accents aside.
Yeah, still Moon Knight.
I mean, is it though?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I saw that costume.
That's true. I hope he makes Moon Knight talk in the shitty British accent for a little bit too.
Let's hope, yeah.
The most New York, New Yorker of all the Marvel superheroes.
Well, all right, so this has been
Night Talk.
All right, we have one more show to talk about. Last time for a little while.
The Walking Dead update.
Was this the season finale? or the halfway point finale?
It's not halfway. It's 2/3 of the way. So it's the second mid-season finale of this season. So we're 2/3 of the way there, almost to the end.
Oh God.
Only 1/3 left to go. It's crazy. I hate the way they're doing this. It's like, just end the fucking thing. Just do like one episode. Do 8 episodes. That's all you get. What the fuck? What is this 24 episode last season? This is ridiculous. It's too long. No one did shit for 4 episodes that I missed, and I had no trouble figuring out where everyone was, except Negan. But that's it. All right. They bring back Daryl from Death Stranding's girlfriend, and she's working with the bad guy who wore the colorful pimp suit. His name's Hornsby, by the way. So he's like the second in command for the mayor. Or the governor, rather. But yeah, so she's working with them to kill Maggie because Maggie killed her crew in cold blood in this mid section of this season. So that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing there. This like locust swarm keeps following Hornsby, so I guess he has like locust powers, which is weird.
Oh, he's like the candy man.
Locusts. Yeah, he's kind of like the candy
fucking
man,
cool.
Yeah, but except locusts instead of bees.
Even more brutal.
Yeah. Maggie and Negan are like giving each other affirmative nods and shit and like trying to trust each other, I guess. Lydia seems to have an accent now. I don't know when she developed an accent, but she talked really weird.
I remember who that one is.
The whisperer who Carl wanted to bang.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She has an accent now. Like a British accent. It's weird.
Well, because she's speaking at full volume now, so you can actually hear her accent.
Yeah, now I can hear the accent. But she only had one line, so I can't be sure. And then this ends with the Commonwealth seizing Alexandria and Hilltop. So like all the people have ran away, and they were hiding in the hole with Negan, and they just like took their flag and draped it on the walls, and so now it's like part of the Commonwealth.
Whoa!
And now they're homeless.
Oh, it never happened and on Rick Grimes's watch.
No, it wouldn't have. And then they go to Oceanside, the Hornsby with all his men. They go to Oceanside and they line up all the people like it looks like they're doing an execution thing. And then he flips a coin like Two-Face to decide their fate, and then just cuts.
Cool.
So he just flips the coin cut. So we have to wait till the last part of the season to see if what the fate was. I hope the guy does like burn half his face off and just become Two-Face. That'd be awesome.
Somehow really an even better dressed Two-Face though.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he dresses like Saul Goodman, but he's Two-Face. It's badass.
How does he do that in the zombie apocalypse?
I don't know. He just like has a nice tie like, and
where
shit.
Does he find a laundromat to do his dry cleaning?
They got a whole thing going at the Commonwealth. They have ice cream there. I think they don't have a laundromat. All right, and that's it though, so for a while. Slow moving episodes. Just wanted to end. It's been too long.
Milk that cash cow for all it's worth.
Yeah, for sure. What do you want to do for next week? Obviously, the Nightman show,
Night Talk,
right?
Part two.
Oh, yeah. Moon Knight and the Nightman.
I mean, I'll watch the Nightman if you want to throw
I'll
that
watch
out there
both.
Too.
Yeah, kind of want to. It sounds funny. I'll see if
all
I can
two,
find it.
All two seasons.
All right. I'll see what I can find.
I don't want to leave it
but
on
yeah,
a cliffhanger.
Night Talk. All right. What do you want to read?
X-File / Ghostbusters.
Fuck. Okay.
Another one of these insane crossovers with the Ghostbusters for some reason. I've never watched a single second of the X-Files in my life.
Oh.
I know it's like they investigate like aliens and weird supernatural shit, but I've no idea if this will be any good or not.
I used to watch it, and like how I remember it is they just like mumble to each other and then something weird happens. And then they like at the end, they see something weird happen. They're like, oh, maybe weird shit happens. Right. And they're like, yeah, maybe. And then that's the end. Then they do it again the next week. So, I remember it being good, but when I think about it, it seems like it's kind of stupid, but I'm looking forward to it. That sounds fun.
They investigate, like, it's not just aliens and shit. It is ghosts sometimes on there, right? It seems like this would be a perfect pairing with the Ghostbusters asking them for backup.
No, yeah, they have ghosts and shit.
Okay.
They have all that shit.
This will work.
Yeah, it will. I want to do... I have two things. I need to pick one. All right, let's do Avengers Tech On.
Oh,
collective.
No.
I heard
fuck
that
you.
This, have you heard of this? Have you heard of this book?
I know what the fucking tech series shit is, yeah.
The reason I pick it is because like it has a 4.1 critic rating out of 10. So that's let's see what's going on there.
I don't understand why the fuck Marvel thought this was like a cool idea.
Yeah, the description was like everyone lost their powers, so now they all have to be Iron Man or something like that. It's gonna be fun. I'm looking forward to this.
Wait till you see how awesome and badass Wolverine is.
Oh, I can't wait. All right, so join us next week for that. And in the meantime, follow me on the internet at Donium.
I'm at DStu the God.
Follow us at Giraffes HBT Pod on Facebook and Twitter. Go to patreon.com/giraffeshaveblacktongues and soundcloud.com/DJVonMeer for the music. See you next week.
Bye.
Think about that.
Cool.
But in the meantime, I gotta play some Spider-Man.
You get Dead by Daylight for PS5 yet? How much better is it on there?
Not yet, but probably better.
Fuck.
Gotta rebuy all your DLC.
That's one that I didn't... That's one that came out so long before the PS5 that it wasn't one that I got like, hey, buy this version and we'll throw in the PS5 version for free with it. So that was one I would have to actually repurchase every fucking thing for.
Can you not just like sign in on your count, and then it's just the same.
Oh, I don't know how this shit works. You're the one with the system, not me.
Well, I haven't. I never actually purchased anything online on PS4 though. The entire time I've had it.
Yeah, but you said so I have to have, I have no idea. Everything on the disc version or something. I don't remember what you said.
That's for the PS5 upgrade though. You can still play PS4 games on it, but if you want to upgrade to the PS5 version of Miles Morales, you have to have that disc with you to access the PS5 version.
I bought that one digitally. Fuck.
Well, you're fucked. Yeah. Can't help you there.
Son of a bitch, PlayStation Network.
Yeah.
I'm buying physical copies of Wall Media from here on out just in case anything upgrades and I can switch it over.
That's the way to do it.
That'll show them. Except for the Share 22. I bought that digitally as well. Fuck.
Oh,
but
shit.
That one did say it included the PS5 version, though, so I'm okay on that.
Okay, well, all right.
So much more fun playing baseball without racial insensitivities included.
Is it?
Fuck yeah.
Okay,
it's
good.
It's finally an all-inclusive game, except for Atlanta.
Why? What word do they use to describe each other in Atlanta?
I mean, they're called the Braves. They do a super insensitive thing they call the Tomahawk Chop.
Cool.
Yeah. That's still a bit of a problem area for baseball, but other than that.
At least they changed the Indians.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm gonna get out of here and play Spider-Man.
Cool, I'm gonna go play baseball.
Alright.
Church.
See ya.